Blog Talk Radio.
Your hostess with the mostest for this edition of the Daily Complaint. So welcome to the Daily Complaint. Want to extend a warm welcome to those of you who are joining us for a live or later version of the Daily Complaint. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, it's a wonderful step, first step for you in knowing your rights and asserting your rights. So welcome to those of you. Also want to extend a huge welcome to those of you who are joining us for the second, third, fourth, fifth, tenth, twelfth time. Not only have you taken that first step in knowing your rights and asserting your rights, but you've basically converted into a commitment to knowing your rights and absolutely asserting your rights. So welcome to all of you who are listening, whether this is your first show or your 18th show. A warm welcome to all of you. Welcome to the Daily Complaint. As I said before, my name is Dana Schaffman. I am the host, hostess, cruise director, whatever you want to call me for the Daily Complaint every weekday. I am also the managing member of End Consulting, just a fancy way of saying I own End Consulting. Why is that important? Because End Consulting brings to you the Daily Complaint every weekday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We generally aim for 10 a.m. West Coast, 1 p.m. East Coast. When the time changes next month, it will be backed up an hour. However, on Thursdays, we always have an issue. So on Thursdays, we're going to be airing at 9:30 in the morning West Coast or 8:30 in the morning West Coast when the time changes, which will be 12:30 and then 11:30. So our promise to you is to air a live show every weekday. You don't have to listen live to take advantage of the show. So I want to just extend that invitation to not only listen to us live, but to visit us anytime at your leisure or leisure at thedailycomplaint.com. Okay? Again, why is it important that I tell you that I'm the managing member of End Consulting? Really for one reason, just so that you know that my signature is on the bottom of every show and it has my email address, which is dana@consultingend.com, and that way you know I'm the right person, okay? So that's really why I tell you that. In addition to that, End Consulting is the organization through my brain power and others that have put together the Daily Complaint for you, and we are the engine that runs the Daily Complaint. So that's the only other important part or piece of the puzzle. Why do we do it, you might ask? That's a great question. It was actually born out of my own personal frustration for consumers that did not know their consumer rights. Okay, the crazy part of it, and I read an article or a blurb this morning that was talking about that the information quoted from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau or the CFPB, by the way, their website is consumerfinance.gov, that their numbers for consumer complaints were skewed. I didn't read whether they were skewed in favor of the CFPB or not in favor, but I can tell you this. If someone, and we keep trying to stir the pot and put together a call to action for many regulatory agencies and many news stations to actually put out a public service announcement for consumers. Let's face it, everybody in the entire United States of America is a consumer, period. You're a consumer of something, okay? You're either a consumer of some sort of financial services, you're a consumer of produce or food, you're a consumer of electricity or water, you're a consumer of government assistance. I mean, we're all a consumer here of something, which means every single American, every single person that not only lives here legally, but those that live here illegally are consumers as well. Okay? I mean, granted, they don't always have the same consumer rights that those of us who live here legally do, but nonetheless, the consumer is defined by anybody that consumes something, okay, publicly, okay? So reality is this. We're all consumers, yet I've seen 8 million drug commercials, which affects what, like 30% of the population, or drug PSAs, public service announcements. I've never seen one on where to go to get help for consumer debt issues, okay? So that's why we do what we do, folks, is because there's a void as a consumer with regard to where you go to get help. I'm going to show you that today, okay? And we're going to go to the CFPB's website, like I said, consumerfinance.gov. We're also going to go to the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission's website, at FTC.gov, and that way I can start, or we can start as a radio program, as a consumer rights advocate group, to educate you as consumers on your consumer rights. Because let's face it, your consumer rights are something you're going to need for the rest of your life. Whether you consume a shelter in an apartment, in a rental home, in a purchased home, in a government assistance home, all of that has rights that are tied to it. So there is no point in time, or a senior living place, at no point in time in your life are you going to be out of a position where your consumer rights aren't in position to help you. Okay, the problem is nobody ever leads any consumer to their consumer rights, or that I've seen, okay? They create all of these agencies, but nobody ever tells you what they are, where they are, how to access them, who they are, what to do, you know? So that's what we're trying to do here, folks, through the Daily Complaint. We're trying to educate you as consumers on your consumer rights. Now, granted, we err on the side of mortgage debt. And the only reason is because we basically live and breathe it every day. And that seems to be, at least per our understanding, the biggest purchase that you're going to make in your life as a consumer, and something that truly looms over the heads of those that consume mortgages. Okay? And it's different in, say, auto loans, because there's a lot less, how do I say it? Let's just say fraud in auto loans at this point. You know, it's pretty straightforward. And I think that's because at this point, per my understanding, nobody's trading auto loan payments as a security on the stock market, as a residential mortgage-backed security. That, to me, is where the fraud begins. Is because you purchase a home, you get a bank loan, let's say you go to Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Chase, City Mortgage, you know, one of the big guys, okay? Chances are they're not going to hold your loan for the life of the loan. In fact, I would say you probably have about a 10% chance at best of that happening, okay? Unless you have like a 20% interest rate. You know, then maybe they would hold it. I don't know. But, I mean, at this point, interest rates are like 4%. You know, so especially now, they're going to sell your loan as a residential mortgage-backed security on the stock market, okay? What does that do for them? That puts money immediately in their pocket for an investor to take that loan and basically hedge their bet that you're going to pay it for the life of their loan, and therefore they can utilize it as a security on the stock market, and they can hire a mortgage servicer like Ocwen, NationStar, SLS, SPS, Bayview, ASC, Soteris, Celine, Caliber, Veracrest, Greentree, you name it. Okay? They're going to hire them to service the mortgage. So you see that your mortgage now just went through like five different chains. Okay? And to me, that's where the abuse lies. If you went back to a traditional bank, and maybe that warrants you going and getting a mortgage from a small community bank in your neighborhood, even maybe paying a little bit more, but knowing they're not going to take advantage of you, okay? I don't think there's anything you can do to prevent the sale of your mortgage loan, you know? So, again, it's just kind of an inevitable thing for probably 80 to 90% of us that when you purchase a mortgage, it's going to get sold. In my viewpoint, in my experience, that's where the fraud and the issues lie. And we're going to see that today as well, okay? So, again, why do we do what we do? We do what we do here, and the reason why we put on the daily complaint every weekday is so you as consumers understand what resources you have at your fingertips every day of the week, Saturday and Sunday, okay? Because many of these you can post a complaint online whenever you want, 2 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Many of them have phone numbers where you can call and you can get advice. So reality is you just have to know that, okay? But if you're going to help yourself, meaning if you're going to try and rectify the situation at hand, okay, you're going to have to know your rights, period, okay? And you're going to look at this and see this today and see that maybe if this complainer took a different course of action, maybe things would have changed. You know, we face some of these similar things, but again, you've got to know your rights in order to assert them, and that's what we're doing here today, okay? So, before we start, we've talked a lot about the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. What is the CFPB? Well, let me first tell you again where they're located. Consumerfinance.gov is their web address, okay? I'm on their About Us page, okay? And this is what it states. The CFPB, or Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, is a 21st century agency that helps consumer finance markets work by making rules more effective, by consistently and fairly enforcing those rules, and by empowering consumers to take more control over their economic lives. Well, that sounds wonderful, okay? The next section states, we work to educate and inform consumers, the first line of defense against abusive practices. That's what we do here. Enforce, we supervise banks, credit unions, and other financial companies, and we enforce federal consumer financial laws. Ding, ding, that sounds like a winner. And study, we gather and analyze available information to better understand consumers, financial services providers, and consumer financial markets. Now, the CFPB oversees all financial services. So we're talking about auto loans, credit reporting, mortgage loans, payday loans, you name it. Anything that is under a financial services umbrella, they oversee. Okay, but let's not hear it from me. Let's hear from Richard Cordray, who's the CFPB director. He's going to tell you what they do.
Hello, I'm Richard Cordray. As a new director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and as someone who's been helping to build the Bureau for some time, I want to tell you that it's an extraordinary privilege for me to work on behalf of American consumers, consumers like you. Our team at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has been answering calls and reading stories from hundreds of American consumers every week. Their stories illustrate the kinds of issues people are dealing with around the country. You can tell us your story at consumerfinance.gov. We've heard from people like Rebecca from North Carolina. She told us she missed a mortgage payment 9 months after her husband lost his job. In the 2 years since, her mortgage servicer has increased her payments, even though she entered a trial modification in an effort to lower her monthly payments. The servicer has charged her monthly fees for services she never asked for and she believes have never occurred, all while repeatedly threatening her with foreclosure unless she shells out more money in unexplained fees. Rebecca has frantically complied with all of these demands because she's afraid of losing her home, and so is doing whatever she can to stay in her home. The stakes are high. Consumers need to be able to fully understand the costs and risks of borrowing, and they need to be able to comparison shop for the best deal. Consumers deserve to have someone who will stand on their side, who will protect them against fraud, and who will ensure that they're treated fairly. The new Consumer Bureau was created to make sure that these things are achieved for all Americans. The good news is that we've already gotten started. Over time, we'll judge the success of our efforts by whether consumers are being treated more fairly and with more clarity and candor in the financial marketplace. The financial marketplace can be an arena that helps people find and seize opportunity, not condemn them to bewildering failure. By working every day to protect consumers, we will help to fashion a more resilient economy and a stronger country. Join us. Work with us. Help us make it so. Visit consumerfinance.gov and tell us your story today.
Okay, so sounds like a good deal, right? Okay, so there's things that you need to know about the CFPB, for example. You can call and speak to a live person. Absolutely, you can open a case that way. Okay, you can also submit a complaint through the CFPB portal on the top right at consumerfinance.gov. You can submit a complaint. Okay, this is what we're trying to get a public service announcement on. I don't understand why there is no television. I do understand. Because who's lobbying for the consumer? Even though if you look at every industry, they're catering to consumers, especially the television industry, why won't they put up a CFPB public service announcement so that consumers understand what this is? Well, I would presume because the banks have more money. And maybe the banks run the world these days. Who knows? So, nonetheless, that's what we're trying to do. This is a great place. We're going to actually... We might come back here and talk about some rules down the road, but at least I want to move on and talk about debt collection, okay? Because now Richard Cordray, the director of the CFPB, just told you a story about Rebecca from North Carolina. Our complainer today, our wronged consumer, is from North Carolina as well, okay? He has what appears to be similar issues, but in different contexts, okay? So, but before we go there, I want to talk about dealing with debt collectors. Now we're going to go to the Federal Trade Commission, or the FTC's website. They're at ftc.gov. What is the Federal Trade Commission, you ask? Excellent question. The FTC is the nation's consumer protection agency. The FTC works to prevent fraudulent, deceptive, and unfair business practices in the marketplace. Okay, so now we've got the CFPB, who's a consumer advocate, for you to post a complaint. Guess what? The FTC also enables you to file a complaint on the bottom right of their website, file a complaint with the FTC. So now you've got two great resources on a federal level that were created for the sole purpose to help consumers. Okay? Do they always work? No. But if you know your rights, it's a lot easier to deal and get through that, okay? So we're going to listen to the video on debt collection because I think it's important for you all to understand what the rules of debt collection are, okay? If you're behind on payments, you'll probably be hearing from a debt collector. Federal law gives you certain rights in dealing with debt collectors. It's important to understand those rights when communicating with them. I'm going to let the FTC take it from here.
In uncertain times, what can you be sure about? The sun rises in the east. What goes up must come down. Night follows day. But here's something else. When it comes to debt collectors, federal law gives you rights. For example, debt collectors can't call before 8 in the morning or after 9 at night. Can't curse or insult you. Can't demand that you pay more than you owe. Can't lie about anything. They can't say that papers they send you are legal forms if they're not. Nor can they make up consequences for not paying your debt. and they can't call you at work if your employer doesn't allow it. You also have the right to stop debt collectors from calling you. How do you do that? You have to notify them in writing. Sending them a letter should stop the phone calls, but of course, doesn't wipe out your debt. There's helpful information about dealing with debt at ftc.gov/moneymatters, a website from the Federal Trade Commission. It explains the rules of behavior for debt collectors. Take a look. There are some that may surprise you. If your debts have gone into collection, remember that you have rights. Asserting your rights doesn't make your debt go away, but it does give you a voice. The more you know about how to manage your debt and deal with debt collectors, the better off you can be. After all, money matters. If you think that a debt collector has violated the law, report it. File your complaint with the Federal Trade Commission at ftc.gov/complaint. Your complaint gives law enforcement a lead to follow up on and may stop it from happening to someone else. The Federal Trade Commission is the nation's consumer protection agency. For more tips on credit and debt, visit ftc.gov/moneymatter.
Okay, so now you've got a good understanding of what the CFPB does, and now you understand when you're dealing with a debt collector what the FTC does. By the way, the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act is what many of these laws are underneath. So I promise you, there are so many resources for you out there. It's a matter of understanding that, okay? So let's talk about the complaint today. Let's hear from, Bonnie. Excuse me, it's a woman. I apologize, I said a man earlier. We're going to hear from Bonnie. She's out of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. She posted this complaint on Sunday, so we are literally 2 days from this complaint, 2 days out. Her complaint starts: Soteris Mortgage, Aquin Mortgage, illegal foreclosure attempt, fraudulent accounting harassment. Okay, first of all, what you didn't hear from the FDCPA or debt collectors that I do need to mention is that when collecting a debt, they're not allowed to threaten or harass you. You understand that? Like they said, they're not allowed to lie about anything. They're not allowed to insult you. They're not allowed to threaten or harass you, okay? And by the way, insulting you is broad, and they do it all the time. So again, just beware, okay? So let's listen to the Soteris Aquin Mortgage complaint, okay? Bonnie says, and I quote, "I had Aquin Mortgage as my loan servicing company at the beginning of 2015 and was trying to resolve a discrepancy in their accounting with my own accounting. I showed that I have overpaid them and they were dragging their feet to provide any response. Around June 2015, I got a letter from Aquin stating that I would be transferred to Soteris on September 1st. And that if I wanted to apply for a loan modification, I needed to do it before then, as it would not be possible later. I was not looking for a loan modification, so I did nothing except pay my monthly mortgage bill." Okay. "I paid my August bill to Aquin and then received a copy of the financial accounting for my escrow account and began receiving a multitude of correspondence from Soteris in advance of them taking over my mortgage servicing. One package was for a loan modification. One was a blank payment coupon with no indication of my monthly payment amount. One stated that approximately $680 was being held in a suspense account because I had submitted partial payments that could not be applied to my mortgage. And one stated that I owed Soteris $1,050 for advancing costs of foreclosure and $105 for my title search." Okay. "All of these notices came in advance of me ever paying Soteris a single penny. And while I was current on my mortgage payments to Aquin, I filed a dispute immediately with Soteris and filed a complaint with the North Carolina Attorney General and the North Carolina Commission of Banks, the agency with direct oversight for this kind of issue. In looking at the alleged partial payments being held in my suspense account, or in a suspense account, it appeared that beginning in April, Aquin transferred the escrow payments to Soteris. Since each month from April through August showed precisely the amount of my escrow payment being received by Soteris and not applied to escrow." That's a problem. "Especially if they stated in her paperwork that it would not be transferred until September. Okay. So, Bonnie goes on to state, the weekend of August 29, 2015, I was shocked to receive a FedEx envelope which contained an unsigned and undated notice stating that they, I would presume that's Soteris, would not accept any payment on my mortgage since I am in foreclosure, with a check from Chase Bank for the amount of my August payment to Ocwen. I was billed by Ocwen for August, and my automatic bill pay through my bank paid them as usual, only to have Soteris return my payment through their processes. By the way, we're going to look at this in a second. There's a law that protects her. Next, I received another correspondence from Soteris alleging that I was in arrears, approximately $20,000, and had until October 28, 2015 to pay that or face foreclosure. Since I am aware this entire process is fraudulent and illegal, and that my filing a complaint will not stop a foreclosure, I am meeting with a bankruptcy attorney tomorrow to get help to avoid foreclosure and allow a bankruptcy court judge to adjudicate this breach of justice on my behalf. Wow. Right, folks? Wow, wow, wow. Okay. So, first of all, okay, she did what appears to be filed a complaint. She filed a dispute immediately with Soteris. She also needed to have filed a dispute with Ocwen. Okay, since they're the ones who forwarded the payments, they perpetuated it. I don't know what the situation is with Soteris as to what they received. Okay, there seems to be a lot of issues on both of these sides of the fence. Okay, the North Carolina Attorney General should have helped her. I don't understand why they did not help her. As should the North Carolina Commission of Banks. Okay, what she failed to do was go to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and post that she that they were starting foreclosure. So that would be a great step for her to take immediately. And the reason why I say that is because what the CFPB does do is they require that Ocwen and Soteris respond to the complaint within 15 days, okay? And they confirm immediately what's going on. In her case, I might file the complaint online and also call and reference that complaint and make sure everything goes through there. We've solved a lot of these escrow-type issues, escrow foreclosure-type issues, by simply going through the CFPB and filing complaints. Okay? There are other organizations like the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, that actually secures your money in escrow. So she can also file a complaint with the FDIC, and she can also file a complaint with HUD for RESPA violations, okay? So let's really quick take a look. We're back at the FTC.gov website, the FTC's website, and there's a section, making payments to your mortgage servicer. When you get a mortgage, you may think your lender will hold and service your loan until it pays or sells your home. That's often not the case. In today's market, loans and the rights to service them are bought and sold. Okay? There's a section on mortgage servicers, their responsibilities and your rights. Okay? There's an entire section of transfer of servicing and what needs to be done. Notices, what it needs to include, what information is in there. There's a 60-day grace period after the transfer. Let me repeat that. There is a 60-day grace period after the transfer. During this time, you cannot be charged a late fee if you mistakenly send your mortgage to the old servicer. Okay? There's information about posting payments. The servicer must credit a payment to your loan as the day it is received. There's information with regard to fees. And there's definitely information with regard to inquiries and disputes. Sample complaint letter included. Okay, so if I were Bonnie, what would I do? Okay, well, sure, you can go through a bankruptcy attorney, but what? You don't need to file bankruptcy. You did nothing wrong. Okay, and you might not even be in a position to file bankruptcy anyway. So if I were Bonnie, I would immediately file a complaint with the CFPB and the FTC, immediately, and the FDIC. I'd file a complaint with all of them showing proof of your payment, proof of everything that's going on, an explanation of what's going on, and make Ocwen and Soteris answer you. I'd file separate complaints against Ocwen and separate complaints against Soteris, each for what their part was in that collectively. Okay? In addition, if I were her, I would go to maybe some of my state Congress people, even my state governor, and see if I can get some help from those types of individuals, considering that the attorney general turned a blind eye. By the way, when you file a complaint with the attorney general, as a consumer, you might want to call them and follow up and explain what's going on. And see if you can get somebody on the phone that will advocate for you right then and there. By the way, I would also call the foreclosure attorney and let them know what's going on, okay? Because they can't, if they wrongfully foreclose on you, they've got some issues on their end as well, okay? Because if they were to foreclose on Bonnie and this is truly what's going on per her information, that's wrongful foreclosure, okay? She can sue them for that. Okay? So again, while bankruptcy, yes, if you were to file bankruptcy and never go through with it, it would stop a foreclosure, per my understanding. I'm not an attorney, I can't give you legal advice. But per my experience, that's what many clients have done before they've come into our office to stop a foreclosure process. But it still hurts your credit. Okay? So why go through that when you've done nothing wrong? So if I were Bonnie, like I said, A, I would call Ocwen, I would speak to their ombudsman's office, and I'd open up a case and a dispute with them as to what happened, okay? I'd want to know, I'd want to get a payment history from them. I'd want an annual escrow disclosures account statement from them explaining what the disbursements were and to whom. And then I would want the same from Soteris. I'd want a payment history from them, even though it seems like it would be 1 month and they're not accepting payments. Why? Those are the questions that I'd like to ask. And unfortunately, you're going to have to do it in writing and in person. Not in person, but on the phone. Because you want to get the information briefly on the phone, and then you want to submit a complaint in the form of a qualified written request. And you need to state on your complaint, this is a qualified written request per Section 6 of RESPA. By the way, all of that information can be had by visiting consumerfinance.gov or the CFPB's website. And I would call the CFPB and open up a complaint against both of those companies. I would also officially submit it online. In fact, I'd probably submit it online first, attach all of my documentation. And then I would also call and file and make sure that that complaint went through and discuss that with them. Okay, because reality is there should be no loan modification. If they made an error on your account, and trust me, we've dealt with a client with Ocwen where they were threatening foreclosure and they made an accounting error on the file. They opened up an escrow account that shouldn't have been opened, and then they attached other people's stuff to it. And they were trying to force this client into foreclosure. We were able to rectify and correct all of that and bring the account back to current without any repercussions to the client other than possibly false posting to the credit reporting agencies, which they need to correct as well if that's the case. So, again, folks, you have to know your rights. You have to understand what laws exist to protect you. And as much as you want to use a state solution or a federal solution, we like to use a multitude or a plethora or a multi-solution where we not only go to the CFPB and the FTC and FDIC and HUD, because HUD oversees RESPA, but we also go to the state. And therefore, we would go to the same places that she went to. But like I said, send in your complaints, follow up with a phone call as a consumer, see if you can get someone to advocate for you, especially in the Attorney General's office of your state, as well as the CFPB, okay? Or, like I said, contact your governor, the mayor of your town, whatever the case may be, and see if you can get someone to assist you, because that's what they're all charged with doing. To help protect you as a constituent of the state or a constituent of the United States of America, either one, they are all in place to help you as a consumer. Okay, so don't give up and don't give in. And God forbid, don't let them force you into a situation like bankruptcy if you've done nothing wrong. You know, you want to hire an attorney? Hire an attorney to go after them and sue them. You know, because they're forcing you into foreclosure, wrongful foreclosure. Okay? But I promise you, with a qualified written request to both of these, I would send a qualified written request to Soteris and copy Ocwen. I'd send a qualified written request to Ocwen and copy Soteris. Make them work together and figure out what the issue was. I'd attach those qualified written requests to the FTC complaint, to the CFPB complaint, to the HUD RESPA complaint, to the FDIC complaint, and I'd put all of that together and send a nice, beautiful package over to the governor's office, as well as to the mayor's office, as well as to the attorney general, and call them and say, hey, why haven't you helped me? I'm now in a position where I have to file bankruptcy to stay my foreclosure, and I've done nothing wrong. Okay, so that's my advice to you and Bonnie and anybody else out there, folks. You've got to know your rights in order to assert them. I promise you it's not easy, but it's so doable. It takes time. It takes patience. It takes planning. It takes knowledge. It takes strategy. Okay? But once you've got it down, you can basically send the same complaint to all these different agencies. You just change the two and, you know, pieces of the puzzle. Okay? So, folks, again, you've got to know your rights in order to assert your rights. Visit consumerfinance.gov. Visit FTC.gov. By the way, you can visit HUD.gov. And then, obviously, you're going to want to check out the state legislators, the state lawmakers in your state. And go to everyone. Because reality is the time and money you're going to spend going through bankruptcy is going to be irreparable. As far as the damage it's going to cause you as a consumer, especially if you've done nothing wrong. So, folks, you've got to know your rights in order to assert your rights. Please visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. We're going to post links to all of this up on our Facebook page and our Twitter page today for you. If you need immediate information, if you want us to review any of your issues, if you want to talk to us, you can contact us any time of the day, every day of the week by visiting us at The Daily Complaint. And by the way, you can contact us directly by sending us a message through The Daily Complaint. You can contact us through Twitter or Facebook, or there's a link to our End Consulting website. As I said at the top of the show, my personal signature is at the bottom of every single show. My name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member of End Consulting. And I promise you, folks, we're here to help you and we're here to point you in the right direction and strategize with you as to how to get that done. So, folks, keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Know your rights and assert your rights. Visit the consumerfinance.gov website. Visit the FTC.gov website. File the complaints that you need to file, okay? If you don't know how to get started, if you're afraid of getting started, contact us at thedailycomplaint.com. Contact me personally. Contact somebody that can assist you, okay? So thank you so much for listening to this edition of The Daily Complaint. We'll be back tomorrow with another awesome edition. Folks, know your rights and assert your rights. Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Don't be afraid to go after who's wronged you. You deserve it. You are owed that, okay? You deserve to have your rights protected. So thank you so much for listening. Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Have a great day. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. This is The Daily Complaint.